Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself. In 2009, when I Eagle high-wheeled from San Francisco to Salt Lake City, I stopped in Elko, Nevada. I met a fascinating man named Greg Parker and learned a lot about gold in what, as it turned out, was the second largest gold mining region in the world. They don't mine the way we think they mine. They mine with chemicals. I'll let Greg explain it. Okay, I'm sitting here in the front room of Greg and Greg Parker's home, and Justin from Rendon is here. And Greg's going to illuminate us on the gold mining process and what revolutionized gold, made gold something people worth, became a new industry all over again. So Greg, take me through that, the Carson story, the mines. This is Greg Parker.
Well, the story as I know it is that the way mining was always done before, you know, before technology was panned, and the only gold you could get was gold that you could see. And so there was a mine north of Carlin, Nevada, that an old mine that had a bunch of tailings, and tailings is the dirt that's left over after the gold has been processed, after the gold has been taken out of it. And this mine was, I don't know how old, 30, 50, 80, 100 years old. And there was a huge, every mine has a huge pile of tailings after they're done, because that's what's left over after they extract what they need out of it. And it's just it's a dump, it's a waste dump. And in the early 60s, there was a process that became economically feasible. It wasn't before economically feasible, and it's a chemical process that uses cyanide and zinc and mercury, and this process has always been, you know, around. I don't know when it was discovered, probably in the 1800s, 1700s maybe, but it was never economically feasible on a large scale. Well, in the 60s, they developed a way to make it feasible, and so this mining company came in here, Newmont, and they assayed the tailings of this old mine and determined that with their new process, they could get enough gold out of processing the tailings alone, which the tailings are already milled, they're already ground down fine enough to be for the gold to be extracted. They're already crushed and milled, and so that saves a ton of work. And so they determined there was enough gold in those tailings alone to pay for the construction of a mine. And so they built a mine there and processed the tailings first, and then started exploring or digging the ground around it that the old other mine had, you know, the same area as the other mine, and realized that the whole area was rich in gold that in the time of the first mine, they didn't have any way to get it out economically. And so and that was the beginning of mining on the Carlin Trend, and it's all microscopic gold. You can't see it. And since then, maybe 5 years ago, 5 to 10 years ago, they came up with another process that became economically feasible to process ore that was never available before. And they started doing that. It's where they actually burn the dirt. They heat it to such a high temperature that I think the carbon burns off, and they can get the gold out of that. And I worked up there, and they grade all the ore by, you know, they assay all the dirt, or yeah, not the ore, they the dirt, they grade all the dirt. They drill it and assay it. They drill it every 20 feet and then assay it, and they see how much gold is in that body of dirt, and they grade it: high grade, medium grade, low grade. They have several different grades according to how high it assays in gold. And I know when I was there, you know, that number of high grade, the parameters of high grade changes with the price of gold. So as the price of gold goes up, the amount of gold that needs to be in a ton of dirt can drop and still be feasible to mine, still make money on it. And so what they do when they're mining, they hit pockets of low grade ore, and they build roads out of it a lot of times. You know, if there's not enough gold in there that's feasible to process, they either dump it off, put it on a dump somewhere, and they keep track of what's where, so they can go back 50 years from now and know that dump is such and such grade of ore. And I saw when I was there, the price of gold raised sufficiently to where the roads they built that was one time low grade ore was now medium grade ore and feasible. And so they would dig up roads that
really?
They had built
really?
From before. Wow. And because, you know, they don't get rid of it. It's okay if they use it as a road. It's still there in storage.
Private roads?
Oh yeah. They're roads they build themselves
okay,
on
right.
the mine site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, and right now that, this area is the second largest gold producing area in the world. The only one that produces more gold is South Africa.
Okay, now you said Carlin. How far is Carlin from here?
It's 60
miles?
Carlin's only 20 miles.
20 miles?
West of here. Yeah.
Okay.
20 miles
and
west.
And so you got Carlin, Elko. What other cities are involved in this gold
boom? Most all of it is near Carlin. It's all
okay.
It's called the Carlin Trend, and it's a fault line.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, fault lines, they're moving all the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're rubbing together, and for some reason, gold and other minerals are attracted to this fault zone.
Wow.
And so they are accumulate in this fault zone, and this fault zone is a line, north-south line that's, I don't know, 50, 80, 100 miles long.
So how does Elko fit into that then? It's mostly in Carlin.
Yeah.
People live here, work in Elko,
yeah,
Carson?
Yeah, in Carlin.
Carlin? Yeah.
The reason Elko fits in is because it's the largest town. It's the hub.
Okay.
And, you know, all of the infrastructure and industry, or not industry, but support services are here in Elko. You
so
know, the regional hospital.
The gold's in Carlin, the support, everything's in Elko.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a hub.
Excellent. Wow. Okay, well, that's going to wrap up today. That's very illuminating. Probably the best explanation of the gold mining process I've heard from anybody up here. And it comes from Greg Parker, a trike rider here in Elko, Nevada.
And amazing.
And a what?
A maker.
And a maker. Yeah, he's totally an incredible renaissance man. And his buddy, Justin, is a rancher who also works in a peripheral way with mines. He's not certified to handle the cyanide that they use to extricate the gold, but he's involved in some other process. And maybe some other time when we have time, folks, I'll interview Justin. Thanks for the time you took with me today, and bye, a recorder.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.